Good morning and welcome to our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Rebecca McFarland, Frontier Extension District Director and Family and Community Wellness Agent. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning.
One of the things that I think is kind of interesting, you mentioned it before we went on the air here, is that there are not a lot of people out there that really know the history of extension, how it all kind of came to be and how it's funneled its way down from a national through the states and into communities. Can you talk about that just a little bit?
I certainly can. And Gary, I was just sharing with you before we came live that, you know, in June we actually held a chamber coffee and I gave a brief overview about the history of extension. And there were so many chamber members there that really shared with us, like, we had no idea about all that extension has to offer, and many of them probably didn't know about the history of extension either. Mm-hmm. So I thought it might be fun just to share with our listeners a little bit about the history of extension, because we really do have a really rich history. So extension roots go back to agricultural clubs and societies, and you might have heard some of that. People mention that, you know, from time to time about the agricultural clubs. They sprang up after the American Revolution in the early 1800s, and in 1819, a pioneer agricultural journal entitled American Farmer encouraged farmers to report on their achievements and their methods of solving problems. So kind of sharing research per se, you know, their experiences. And then in 1914, the Smith-Lever Act formalized extension. And that was established through a USDA partnership with land-grant universities to apply the research and provide education in agriculture. And, of course, our land-grant university here in Kansas is Kansas State University. I want to share a little bit more about the history, and then probably in the next session I'll talk more about Kansas State University and our state and local partnerships as well. So Congress created the extension system to address exclusively rural or agricultural issues at that time. And because more than 50% of the U.S. population lived in rural areas and 30% of the workforce was engaged in farming. So again, really working with farmers and agricultural issues. And extension's engagement with rural America helped make possible the American Agricultural Revolution, which dramatically increased, of course, farm productivity, allowing fewer farmers to produce more food. And we continue that today, along with many other issues and programming areas. So during World War I, the Extension Service had its biggest test. It helped the nation meet its wartime needs by increasing wheat acreage significantly from an average of 47 million acres annually in 1913. To 74 million in 1919. So again, that's when our first big test came as an extension service and really helping to meet those wartime needs, feeding the people. And so implementing in its new authority in partnership with the USDA, it encouraged farm production, marketing, and conserving of perishable products by canning, drying, and preserving. And so again, many people also know us as a resource for food preservation, and we still provide those services today as well. And then also help to address war-related farm labor shortages at harvest time by organizing the Women's Land Army and the Boys Working Reserve as well. Then, of course, came the Great Depression, and state colleges and the USDA emphasized farm management for individual farmers. And so Extension taught farmers about marketing and helped farm groups organized both buying and selling cooperatives. And at that same time then, Extension home economists taught farm women, who of course traditionally maintain the household, about good nutrition, about surplus food canning or food preservation, gardening, home poultry production, home nursing, furniture refinishing, and sewing. All these skills that helped many farm families survive the years of economic depression and drought. So again, we have a very long, rich history, and we've had to adapt and change with the times. And I just really think it's important for people to know about our history. And then during World War II, the Extension Service, again, worked with farmers and their families, along with the 4-H Club members, to secure the production increases essential to the war effort. And so each year for 5 years, total food production increased. In 1944, food production was 38% above the 1935 to the 1939 average. And again, I think I'll go ahead and stop there today, Gary. But I want to talk about Extension's role in the post-World War II era, as well as today. Again, how we've adapted and changed, how we continue to address issues and challenges in our community and across the state and the nation as well.
It seems to me, and maybe I'm oversimplifying this, Rebecca, but the early history of Extension was such that things that might have just been passed down through families and things like that, certain types of ideas and tips and hints and those types of things, now became available to a larger population. It's creating a resource similar to, you know, an encyclopedia or, you know, something along those lines. And then it just kind of branched from there.
Yes. And, you know, we are known for taking the research-based information, whether it's from Kansas State University or any of the other land-grant institutions across our nation, and providing that to the people in our communities across our state to help improve their lives and livelihoods. So, yeah, providing more education and opportunities for people to get that education and knowledge.
Okay. Well, we look forward to the second part of this here in about, 3 weeks, I guess, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rebecca, for coming in and talking about that. And again, we look forward to the next part. Join us again tomorrow at 6:40. Meritazine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol will be our guest.